Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Did you know that 97% of farms are family-owned? This includes my family's dairy farm. Dairy farming is more than just a job for my family. It's our way of life. To learn more about the dairy farm families behind your milk and life on the dairy farm, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 300 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, 50 registered springbred heifers, 300 springbred heifers, and more will sell. Express Ranch's website's got complete information. Go to expressranches.com. You can check out the sale book, sell videos, and Angus and Hereford bull data. For more information, go to expressranches.com or call 800-664-3977. The quarterly hog and pigs report out yesterday afternoon from USDA. As of the 1st of September, size of the U.S. swine herd up 2% from a year ago at 73.5 million head. Breeding herd up 1%. Market hog inventory up by 3% from a year ago. The analysts are calling these numbers generally neutral for the trade. It clearly shows, though, the hog industry continues to grow. Alton Kalo, who's a senior analyst with Steiner Consulting Group, says that he's not worried at all about the increased production because the industry seems to be handling it just fine.
I think the increase in production is fine, and it's something that you know, everybody can see it on a daily basis. But I think the demand for pork continues to be pretty good, and I think that's allowed producers to stay profitable through this expansion.
The largest hog state in the country continues to be Iowa, up 3% in their hog inventory at 22.9 million head in this latest report. In fact, you have to take the next three largest states to come up with the same number of pigs in Iowa as you get in those states: North Carolina, Minnesota, and Illinois. Oklahoma is the ninth largest hog-producing state at 2.2 million head, and we're the fifth largest sow state, 455,000 sows. That's unchanged from a year ago on the sow numbers. Missouri has crept up right behind Oklahoma in those sow numbers, up 11% in overall sow herd expansion of the last year at 440,000 head. Nationally, the number one sow state continues to be Iowa at 980,000 head. Oklahoma's become a significant sow state, birthing baby pigs, then shipping those pigs to where the feed is up in the Midwest. While there's not a lot of new information, the Oklahoma Beef Council issued a fresh statement regarding the embezzlement of funds against the OBC by former employee Melissa Morton a little over a year ago. That statement released yesterday evening. They did offer a few more details in regards to Morton's crime against the Oklahoma Beef Council, indicating that the crime occurred through an incredible abuse of trust and deceit that include falsifying financial documents, bank statements, and checks. Despite annual audits and 1 year of multiple audits by outside accounting firms, the fraud was never detected until last summer. As soon as the fraud was detected, the Oklahoma Beef Council said they immediately fired Morton, launched an in-depth forensic investigation led by a respected and capable outside accounting firm. One of the primary purposes of the investigation was to determine the extent of Morton's fraud and identify the steps needed to safeguard the Beef Council from such conduct in the future. In May of this year, a civil court judgment against Melissa Morton for $2.68 million was given to the Beef Council. May 24th, criminal court had her pleading guilty. Sentencing has not yet occurred. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.